7.54, 25 cancer treatments will not be available to new patients in England from March. NHS England made the decision yesterday because of the spiralling cost of the Cancer Drugs Fund. Carl Claxton is Professor of Health Economics at the University of York, a former member of the NICE Appraisal Committee. Good morning.
Hello.
And Vivek Misra is a consultant clinical oncologist at the Christie Hospital in Manchester. Vivek, good to have you with us. Carl, how do you go about assessing the value of spending money on these very expensive drugs?
Well, that's been done for some time and done very well by NICE, which I've been involved in. And we need to look at what the evidence suggests are the scale of the health benefits that flow from using a new drug. But then we need to ask the question, what health will we have to give up elsewhere if we use NHS resources to pay for that drug? And the problem with the Cancer Drugs Fund is we know the evidence quite clearly tells us that that fund has done much more harm than good. In other words, the resources that have been taken away from the NHS to fund these very expensive cancer drugs could have been used to improve survival and quality of life to a much greater extent. And we know something about the scale of that. So last year, those funds could have been used to improve the quality of life, quality adjusted life years, by 18,000 quality adjusted life years could have been added to the lives of NHS patients. But the Cancer Drugs Fund, a very optimistic estimate of the benefits we got from that was about 4,000 quality adjusted life years. So this fund is not benefiting NHS patients overall. The real beneficiaries have been manufacturers who've been able to continue to sell their drugs at prices that are essentially unaffordable for the NHS.
It's just the big pharmaceuticals who are benefiting then, Vivek Misra. Do you agree?
I'm not sure about that. Obviously, the pharmaceutical industry makes a profit out of their drugs. However, I've seen patients who have benefited from these drugs. These are patients who are not just dying, as some people think, but they are actually living with their disease. So the patients who are on treatment for a year, more than a year, with a good quality of life, going to work, contributing to their families. So I think whilst we look at a sort of bigger picture and say it's not benefited the NHS, I don't think it's true for individual patients.
Well, not true for individual patients, but in terms of the best use of money, is it that cancer, is this your view, Carl Claxton, that cancer is given special treatment over and above other illnesses?
Well, I think the way I would put it is, the Cancer Drugs Fund was a commitment that the government made when they came in. It was supposed to be a temporary measure until the kind of price negotiation that would really solve this problem was supposed to be put in place. That hasn't happened. For me, I see the Cancer Drugs Fund not so much as prioritising cancer patients, but really prioritising cancer drugs and the manufacturers that make those drugs. I think there's no doubt that some of these drugs do indeed have real effects and real benefits for specific patients. And the solution to getting access to these drugs, not just in cancer but elsewhere, is to make sure that we have an evidence-based price negotiation mechanism with manufacturers. So the NHS pays for the benefits, pays prices that represent what the NHS can afford to pay for the benefits that these drugs offer. That would be the solution.
The problem is, without that and without this fund, then we're in a situation which we had previously where people are accessing expensive, sophisticated new drugs in certain areas but not in others. You get the whole postcode lottery thing. Yep. And this is a real issue. If someone sees that there's a drug out there that can buy them another 6 months of life with their children, with their families, what price would you put on that, Vivek Misra?
Absolutely. It's very difficult. It's emotive. And it does come down to the individual level. And I do agree there with Carl that what we do need is a more sensible way of paying for these drugs and the cost of these drugs. And there needs to be some sort of negotiation between the NHS, the Department of Health, and the pharmaceutical industries. What I don't understand is how suddenly the drugs that we've been using, which have become standard of care for the last couple of years, are going to be unaffordable and unavailable from March. There should have been a better process rather than this sudden axe of stopping the drugs.
Yeah, it's a very difficult one. A final thought from you, Carl, how do you tell the cancer patient who's been receiving these drugs all this time that they can't have them anymore?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that in this review, as with NICE Appraisal, those that are on these drugs will continue to receive them. This is about the future. I think it is very difficult, but I think it is about weighing up the benefits of some
we have
and,
to leave
and
it
treating then. Everybody fairly.
Thank you very much, Carl Claxton and Vivek Misra.